The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them he addressed this parable. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost until he finds it? And when he does find it, he set it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, will not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me because I found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Then he said, "A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me.' So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pots on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any." Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast. Because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been all out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and the father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound. He became angry. And when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, but not once that I disobeyed your order. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when the son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered the fattened calf." He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Gospel of the Lord. I think nobody would deny this story is a real good news. It's a good news from Jesus. He comes to give us life. Expect, waiting. He's always ready to give all the graces we need to be a saint. It's real gospel, the good news. That God never put us out unless we want to go out ourselves. He sent us already ready. You remember one of the thief was crucified also on the right side of Jesus. He just talked to Jesus just with small words. "Jesus, remember me when you go to heaven." What Jesus says, "Tonight you will be with me in paradise." You see, this gentleman, he was dying on the cross. That means he committed serious sins. Maybe killing, maybe doing something very serious. Otherwise they won't put him on the cross. He must be a young man, maybe 30 years old, the same age as Jesus. For 30 years, he was a sinful man. Just one instant, expressed his desire to be with Jesus. Only desire. He dare not ask to be in heaven. Jesus says, "Tonight you will be with me." So whenever we have doubts, this is most serious sin, doubt against God's mercy. Don't doubt. He's always giving. The Blessed Trinity is always giving. Never for himself. So, trust. He gives us peace. If we don't have peace, that means we have sin. Only sin can put God away. God is peace. So be sorry for all the sins in the past life. Of course, when you have repent, you have to be given this true word from the church. Your sins are forgiven. Come for confessions. The priest represents the church. Jesus, if you're contrite heart, the priest will say, "Your sins absorbed. Go in peace. Jesus come on earth solely to give us peace. Nothing else. Of course, God is very patient with us. According to my experience, I've been priest for 40 years. For the last 30 odd years, although I was a priest, but my mind wasn't that close to Jesus. I work for the church, of course, but also if all the behavior is not that saintly. I seldom go to the chapel for adoration. I do many things. Before people, I'm a good priest. But I know within myself, I don't have that spirit, that kind of closeness with the Lord. Only for the last 8 years, I tried to start a new life. Every day, 1 hour before the Blessed Sacrament, and it saves me. That's why I always invite people, come for the adoration. Because Jesus, in the Eucharist, nothing else, to share his life with us. When you come to Jesus, he is listening. He is forgiving. He is like a father. He's waiting for the prodigal son to come home. He will never say many things against us. When we say sorry, he forgot everything. That's God. So I invite all of us, we are all called to be saints, truly saints. Another Saint Teresa, another Peter, each one of us, we are all called to be a holy person. When we say holy, means one mind, one heart with the Lord. Of course, we live in the world. We cannot do away with material goods. But all these things are just a means for us to go together to the Lord. Nothing else. When you go home, heaven, you cannot bring anything else. So this is the good example. The founder of Apple, in his memoir, he said, by that time he was wonderful. The wealthiest person in the world. But I say, what else? I got millions of US dollars. What else? I cannot bring anything else. I'm so poor. He said, I'm poor. Because I don't have the Spirit of the Lord. Of course, at the end, he put everything down. Then he got his freedom. We are all called to this freedom. Jesus is waiting for us. I'm not saying material goods are bad, but all are means to serve. Jesus come on earth. He shared what he has. He gave us everything. Even in the banquet, they have no wine. Multiple change water into wine. It's possible. Jesus wants us abundant material goods, spiritual goods. But important is the soul feeling this love of God. That's very important. So we pray for one another that we once again put God in the first place. If you do things just merely for material goods, you'll get lost. The way I experienced for 30 years, although I'm not working for money, but I'm working for myself. Lord Jesus, the relationship, close relationship with the Lord. As I say Mass, I do everything in the church, but I feel void. Until one day, I come to the Blessed Sacrament. Please, I'm not saying that you follow me, but this is Jesus' desire. He said, take this Eucharist. It's not that one moment on the altar. If you don't have time for adoration, keep this Jesus as if you are the living tabernacle. Keep him in you, within you, until next week when you come here. Keep Jesus in you. We are all invited to share his life. We are all, in a certain sense, we are prodigal son. We forgot about Jesus. But he expects us. He's waiting for us. So never doubt. That's why Jesus appeared to Sister Faustina. Give her a simple message. The divine mercy. The one phrase under the picture of the two rays. White and red represent the Holy Spirit in baptism. Jesus, I trust in you. Always tell yourself, trust always in the love of God. Trust in Jesus. He is listening. He's welcoming. Don't lose time. Be sincere with yourself. You know who you are. You know where you are. Jesus knows you also. So please, be sincere to the Lord also. Say yes to him. So today, we must pray for one another in this sense. This sense. I believe in God.